You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe Gier, and Hoxter with you on a Monday after championship weekend. The Eagles and the Chiefs were presented, of course, by BetMGM. The voice there, Greg Olson, yesterday in the broadcast. And it was at that moment where I decided to get my luggage out and start thinking about a trip to Arizona with you guys when I heard Greg Olson say, this game now hinges on if Josh Johnson can come back in the game. I'm like, They don't have another quarterback. They can't throw the football the rest of the game. The Eagles are headed to Arizona. We know it's the Eagles and Chiefs, and we know where we're at with the spread in the line of this game. But let's look forward a year. It's always fun to do this. We usually do it right after Super Bowl, but some of the books have some odds up now on next year's Super Bowl. I mean, if you could get good value whenever, you get it. But some of these numbers out there are pretty wild. A lot of anticipation based on what could happen this offseason. I mean, obviously the Eagles were probably a tremendous bet a year ago today, but here's where we're at. Chiefs plus 550 is for next year's Super Bowl. Chiefs plus 550, Bills plus 650 is your two favorites. Niners, which I think is interesting, 7-1. Eagles 8-1. Bengals 9-1. Right, the five best teams or so this year are the favorites for next year. But the Niners one's interesting because we have no idea who's playing quarterback for them. Now, it didn't seem to matter this year. They got to the title game, but wow, no quarterback, literally, and they're 7-1.
Because there's enough trust that Shanahan is going to try to find some sort of an upgrade. And you would think, how do you downgrade? You had a terrific year. You make it to the NFC title game. But how do you downgrade, whether it's Brady? Do you go back to Trey Lance? Like, what? They have all sorts of options. Purdy even going to be healthy? If so, is he in the mix? There's enough trust there. I don't have any issues with these top five. You know, as you bring up the Bengals 9-1 as the fifth favorite, my first thought is, man, can we just stop with the Super Bowl loser jinx thing? We can do that, right? We went from Super Bowl loser to a minute away from being back in the Super Bowl. And I feel, what was it? So Super Bowl loser a couple years ago, when Brady won it with Tampa, it was Kansas City. They were pretty good last year. Like, we can stop with that, right? The Super Bowl loser jinx.
I think so. You know what it is? It's Super Bowl window. And I think in the past, probably those teams that had the jinx were probably at the end of their window and we didn't realize it. If you have a young quarterback that's really good, your window's open for a few years. So, yeah, I think they'll be fine. And the loser of this game on 2 weeks from now will be good next year, too. I mean, they're both in windows with those quarterbacks. Mahomes' window's always open. All right, what stands out besides the top five not surprising us? What do we got? I mean, I can't not look at the Jets at 25-1 and say the book is saying, man, Aaron Rodgers is coming, or at least Derek Carr, but I'm not betting on Derek Carr. Aaron Rodgers with that Jets defense is interesting. If you get the number now.
Yeah. The Jets stands out. Okay, number two thing that stands out. My God. Wait, where are they? Hold on. There they are. Vikings are 50-1. And that's not the part that really stands out. It's just the NFC North in general. Because what these Super Bowl odds are for 2024 that we're looking at are telling us that the Lions and Packers are going to be co-favorites for the division because they're each 30-1.
Yeah. Can't do the Vikings thing again. Bet them this year. I'll be off it.
That's next year. No interest.
Ooh. But what about one that's kind of intriguing? Do we think Daniel Jones and the Giants can take another step at 40-1? I don't know if they can win a Super Bowl, but I thought maybe there's some value there on a team that definitely progressed this year.
Is it Daniel Jones?
I think so. I think it's going to be Daniel Jones.
I think it will be. Remember this past offseason, we looked for this year's Bengals? That was the theme. We did it. Like, who's going to be the team that's like last year's Bengals this year? And it turned out we didn't have that team. Are we going to be looking for this year's Eagles next year? Young quarterback, they put extra pieces around him, the roster grows, and away they go. I think that's going to be something that we talk about this offseason. I've got a team picked out already. I like the number.
Jags?
Steelers are at 60-1. They came on at the end of the year. If Kenny Pickett takes a step and they add in the offseason, and then don't they have the Bears pick in the second round from the Chase Claypool trade?
Which is basically, yeah, which is basically a first-round pick.
I know. 60-1 on the Steelers? That just jumps out to me as some value there.
Here's my hesitation on that. That division. Let's assume Lamar's back. So Watson gets a full season. He got a little bit of experience. I think he's going to be I don't know that he's ever going to be the guy he was with the Texans, but you would assume he'd be closer at Burrow, and you would assume they're going to fix that offensive line. Also with Cincinnati, we didn't get into a Spielberger. Is T. Higgins going to be back? That's going to be one of the big ones in the offseason.
Don't they have to pay Burrow this offseason? Or they're probably going to. Chase is soon.
Yep.
So they got to start thinking about their finances. Yeah, I could see Higgins traded.
Yeah. You don't want to do – you tested it before, and it went pear-shaped with Carson Palmer. Do not mess around with Burrow. Yeah, pay him. Do not mess around. Don't play games. But, yeah, that's my hesitation. That seems to be – it's going to be a tough division for years to come. But I'm also assuming that Lamar stays in Baltimore. So, yeah, that's one of them. Moving down the board for value, the Rams number's wrong. 35-1. No. No. But Broncos at 40. What about the Browns at 45? Do you have any trust in them? I don't know what to do with them.
I don't either. I actually trust the organization the least now in that division. Right now, the Bengals have become a good team. They're the least trustworthy. Ravens and Steelers are always pretty good.
Yeah, they kind of came on as of late, but it's such a tough division that that's just a pass for me. I thought about the Browns too, but I was like, nah.
Maybe 2024 is Mac Jones' season.
See, I was just a year early. Well, he's got a real coordinator now. How about those stories coming out of New England and how much they hated Joe Judge? They hated that guy.
Yep. AFC East, man, if the Jets are able to do something real at quarterback, that just changes everything. And what do you do with the Dolphins? So McDaniel comes in, has success. They faded down the stretch, injuries. Are we going to have Tua? Like, there's a million questions about the Dolphins season. I'm not quite sure. So, I mean, yeah, it's realistic that the Jets could be the second best team in that division, but we're too short on the odds. If that's not the New York market, I don't think we're at 25.
Let me throw this to you guys. Maybe you don't believe this team's ready yet. But if you like the Lions, isn't the time to get the number now? Because when Rodgers is traded to the Jets, the Packers' number is going to plummet, and the Lions' number is going to go up.
Everybody and their mother is going to fade the Vikings. And the Bears are so far away. Come on.
I mean, I guess in 2 weeks when Rodgers is traded or whenever that happens, I could see the Lions going to 20-1. People are just going to jump on them and say they're going to win the division. Well, they're 30 now. People are going to say they're easily going to win the division. And if you like them, you probably should get it right now, 30.
But they're not going to win the Super Bowl, though. Division,
there an opening in the NFC, though? Like, couldn't they be in the division round with the Eagles and Niners next year and somebody else? I think they could be.
Yeah, but you got to win the division around, then win the NFC Championship.
I know.
Probably on the road.
I got you.
But division, are they going to be the favorite? That's the question.
I think they will be.
If Rodgers is gone, yes. Wow. We're talking about the Lions being the favorite to win the division.
I know.
I mean, keep in mind, everything's set up perfectly for them. They were in the dome almost every week. They never traveled out west. So it won't be as simple. But you'd imagine the defense has to get better, too.
Right. I think the Jags at 30-1 is so intriguing. I love it. They all, I have it on my bet slip right now. I'm probably going to have it in lightning bets. They only lost to the Chiefs by 7 points. I mean, come on. Let's go, Jags.
I was trying to figure out how much to bet on it is what I'm trying to figure out right now. Now, who's going to be more popular? By the way, it came down overnight. People are on it. 35-1 is now down to 30-1. Just want to put that out there. More popular. Jags more trendy. Jags or Lions? Probably Lions. Do we think the Jags will get all that offseason love? Like they got the third year? It felt like his first year, but his third year quarterback, guy that's won a Super Bowl, head coach, pieces around him, young pieces on defense, another year there. Like everything seems to set up for them. Like I think, and by the way, the division, they should walk backwards to the AFC South title.
Well, that's the point that I was just going to make, that you said which one's going to be more trendy. Based on the divisions, the Jags should be more trendy, even though they're at the same number, because Indy, Houston, Tennessee versus, I know everybody's going to fade Minnesota, but they could be good again. Green Bay, what if Rodgers stays? They can be good. And then Chicago, they couldn't possibly be worse. So maybe there's going to be some parity in the NFC North. And I don't see that in the Jags division at all.
So let me quickly make the point that I think the Jags' path might be a little bit more difficult next year than this year. Think of, like, the Colts and Texans should take talented young quarterbacks. I'm not saying they're ready to win right away. But think about the games this year. The Jaguars got to play Davis Mills and Matt Ryan. Like, just by accident, those teams should start to get better. As long as they don't totally screw up the draft pick and the coach. So I'm not sure it's as easy as it was this year. I mean, this year, as long as they just didn't die in the middle of the season, they just figured out a way to win that division. Next year might be a little more challenging for them. Meanwhile, the Lions division, I think, gets easier. Vikings get worse. Rodgers leaves. I don't know if the Bears are going to take a leap. They should, I'm guessing, with all the money they have in cap space. We got to see it, though. But they're the two trendy ones, Paul. I agree with you. They're the ones.
It is interesting, though, if the Jags – next year is a pivot point for the Jags, because then you got Lawrence's contract, and then like it's their window is kind of the next two seasons, at least. And then you kind of have to figure out how you're going to revamp the roster, how you're going to structure things. But look, it's a tougher conference. You're going to have to beat Mahomes and or Burrow and or Herbert. It's, you know, so winning the Super Bowl, that's a tougher task. But I think they're going to be.
Yeah,
I mean they'll have a home playoff game, and look, those Chiefs games, they were in them, with or without Mahomes. Like they even the first game during the season, like they can play with those teams. Can they beat them? I don't know, and you know we'll have to see that.
If you had to take a shot on a team that's 50-1 or longer, which one would you go with? And that's New Orleans, New England, Minnesota at 50. The 60 range is Pittsburgh and Carolina. 70s, it's Tennessee, Atlanta. 80s, Chicago, Washington, Seattle, Indy. And the super long shots, Houston, Arizona.
Pittsburgh.
Steelers. Pittsburgh for Juju. Pittsburgh. Okay.
If we're going to talk about the
Kenny
Lions.
Pickett.
Yeah. I was just going to say, if we're going to talk about the Lions, isn't there a similar case to be made for the Seahawks? Defense that needs to get completely revamped. Quarterback that's okay. By the way, Niners not going to have a quarterback. Cardinals are a mess. The Rams stink.
Well, to your point, I was just for everything that you said right there, and maybe they do something smart with the coach. Arizona at 100.
With who playing?
When can Kyler play? When? How quickly do we think
it's going to be Kyler?
Can he get on the field? Right away?
Yeah.
I don't know when he's
back. I don't
know.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. But I'm saying we're taking dart throws. What if we see the new coach bump work every single year in this league. Which team's going to get it?
I'll throw one more in, but it's contingent on something gigantic happening. The Falcons moved heaven and earth last year to try to get Deshaun Watson. If that Ravens-Lamar thing goes sideways, I could see Lamar in Atlanta. They're desperate for a quarterback. If they made a big quarterback move that surprised us, you put Lamar Jackson in the Falcons, they're going to win that division.
Yeah. They're going to be really good.
Yeah, right, with that run game and him. That could be a fun pairing. I'm not sure if it actually happens. He might just stay in Baltimore. But that's when you kind of wait.
If it does, like, the Panthers aren't the other option there, right? Like, they're at least a year away.
Yeah. Who's their quarterback next year?
Right, who's their quarterback?
What are the Saints? What are they trying to do? Who's going to play quarterback? I don't know what they're doing down there.
Who takes the most snaps at quarterback across the four teams in the NFC South next year? I have no idea. You give me four names. Just pick out of the hat. Ridder.
It's got to be Ridder right now would be the favorite.
Darnold?
Who's
again?
The Panthers? No, they're not going with Darnold, right?
They're going to draft someone? I don't know. Who's playing quarterback for the Bucks? Who are these guys?
No idea. Gabbert.
Oh, no. I'm not watching that. All right. Coming up on the other side, early Super Bowl special. There's going to be about a million before next weekend. We'll start hitting the next on the BetQL Network.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect.